approval of the minutes of June 18th, 2015.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We just had some cards turned in there for future items, okay? Thank you. Now I wanted to call on something in the staff ready for the next item. Is Mr. Leland ready for the next item? This is the last time we can ask anything of you, so we're milking it. Okay, this is a resolution for David Leland, retired assistant executive officer, tirelessly has worked for the region board for many years. So I'll call on our executive director.
Thank you, Matt St. John. Pleased to present this resolution to my friend and colleague, David Leland. I will have the pleasure of reading it. Resolution number R1-2015-0055, expressing appreciation to David F. Leland. Whereas the staff and members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region wish to thank David Leland for his dedicated service to the people of the state of California and to the waters of the North Coast as staff of the Regional Water Board. And whereas, before becoming an engineer, David earned a degree in English literature and lived an exciting life with such exploits as attending Woodstock, riding the rails, numerous cross-country road trips, and working as an apple farmer. These experiences created a life perspective shared through wonderful stories which provided comfort and built a sense of community among the Regional Water Board colleagues during the frequent and long work-related trips throughout the North Coast. And whereas, prior to joining the San Francisco Regional Water Board in November 1997, David had a successful career working as a private sector engineer on groundwater investigation and cleanup projects, which have contributed to the redevelopment of formerly blighted sites. His private sector colleagues continue to use today the guidance manual for report writing that David had developed as the standard of excellence. And whereas David joined the North Coast Regional Board in September 1999 to fulfill a desire for public service, where he worked with distinction until his retirement in July 2015. And whereas David held several positions at the Regional Board, including staff engineer, senior engineer, supervising engineer, and assistant executive officer. And whereas David's first project at the North Coast Region was as the staff lead in developing the Navarro River temperature TMDL. Since then, David oversaw the completion of all Regional Water Board responsibilities associated with the TMDL consent decree and had various roles in the successful development of 16 TMDL projects addressing 42 water body pollutant impairments. And whereas David's shepherding of community involvement facilitated a broad understanding of TMDL requirements and implementation options, and over 10 years later, ranchers still fondly remember his assistance all the way to the rocky Great Basin headwaters of the Little Shasta River and continue working on the creative land management approaches that David encouraged. And as supervising engineer, David helped address the backlog of mandatory minimum penalties. Part of the Regional Board's early difficulty in dealing with MMPs was due to the very complicated process of properly entering information into CWICS. Lots of data went in, but much of it seemed to disappear somewhere in the system, so could not be retrieved again. David rolled up his sleeves and learned the ins and outs of the CWICS system so that he could understand where and how data could get lost and what we needed to do to make sure that it didn't. And David never shied away from complex technical issues. As one of many examples, David worked closely on dredge material reuse projects. David took the time to get to know both the technical and the political issues around the need to do something with the spoils, but to do so in a manner that was protective of water quality and a beneficial reuse of the materials. And whereas Years ago, Ranjit shared a story about one of the first trips he took to Sacramento with one of his watershed management division staff. Ranjit and staff were waiting for David to arrive at the office so they could carpool. Staff wondered what kind of car David drove. Ranjit speculated. Leland, I can't do Ranjit's accent. Leland, a very practical sort, would probably drive something practical and sensible. An Accord, perhaps, or a Camry. David arrived shortly thereafter in his Camry of 300,000 miles frame. And whereas David was the consonant, unflappable one, never showing emotion, certainly not anger, or being disturbed by the actions of the public. When faced with individuals intent on disruption and disrespect at particularly contentious public meetings, David, with an even-handed respect, asked them to line up and take their turn to speak. And whereas David's vast knowledge of music from the 60s and 70s led him to assign song titles to various agenda items following board meetings, the song titles would match the issues associated with a particular agenda item. For example, an item dealing with road issues might have been referred to as the long and winding road item. And whereas David's keen eyes and ears have been finely honed as an avid birder, and he has always joyfully shared his knowledge of birds with those lucky enough to have spent time in the field with him, never tiring of requests to identify from a glimmer of flight or a whisper of song. And whereas David is still young enough to pursue his career choice to be the first rock and roll ukulele legend after admirably fulfilling his commitment to public service. And whereas David has left a great legacy by being a great mentor, both for the young and the young at heart colleagues at the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region wish to express their sincere appreciation for David's distinguished service to the board and the people of the state of California. We say bon voyage and wish David and his wife, Anne, the very best in their future endeavors.
Very strict on the time, I'm sure.
If I use more than 3 minutes, there's a problem. This makes me sound, Matt, thank you so much, and everybody who contributed, it makes me sound like a really interesting guy.
That camera just got upgraded, right?
That's right. I don't think it had 300,000 miles at that point, but I did put 350 on it before it went to the pick and pay in Windsor, so. Thank you all so much. I really have enjoyed working at the regional board, and it was a great gig for me over all of this time. And I've just had, it's just been a wonderful experience for me working with you, the board, and with all of my colleagues here on all of the different challenges that we worked on over the years. And we had fun doing it, and I think we've gotten a lot accomplished, and there's a lot more to do, obviously, but there's we're moving things forward, and I've just been I'm honored and grateful to have been able to be a part of it, and I thank you all for all of you here and behind me and out in the office and the others who have retired, and all of our partners out there in the region, for all of the everything that we've accomplished, and so thank you all very much.
Thank you. Does anyone from staff want to say a few comments, and anyone from the board? Well, I'll say one. I wasn't real helpful on the resolution because it gets summed up that you were a rock that were always there for us, and that's hard to put into a lot of words and sort of shortens it. But I do want to say from time to time when we lost our quiet selves on this board and were involved in very passionate water quality issues, the room would maybe fill with hot air. And David would let everyone vent, and then he would have very calmly say, well, have you thought about this? Or this is a way we could handle it. And you were so consistent in that and so thoughtful in getting to the heart of it. It was just appreciated. You were a rock there always for us, so I appreciate that. Okay.
You don't want to stay for a couple days?
Oh, we've gotten suddenly interesting. You
know. Oh, well.
All right, back to the agenda. I want to say we have, and I'm not editorializing, we have no uncontested items for this board meeting. We have no action items, so you wonder what we do. We're going to do a workshop. And this is an informational workshop.